attributes related to effect size. There are different approaches to testing for relationships between study attributes and effect size. You've got the fixed and random effects Q-test. Now, what we did before is the omnibus Q-test. Now we can look at fixed and random effects Q-test, which are designed to test whether groups of studies that are qualitatively different on some study attribute have different effect sizes, one categorical variable at a time. It really is the analog of an F-test, where I've got experiments and quasi-experiments and non-experiments, and I want to see if the effect size is different. I have studies run on grade school children, adults, and undifferentiated, and something else. I mean, it's the analog of an ANOVA. Then there's the bigger, barer version. Fixed and random effects meta-regression, designed to examine possible multivariate differences among sets of studies in the meta-analysis using anything you can put into a regression. Quantitative, binary, coded, you can include interactions, you can include nonlinear terms. Every hook and trick that you know in multiple regression can be applied here, because that's all it is. It's just a multiple regression with a different way to estimate error. And you do have to be careful, because sometimes people will just stick it in and run a regular regression. And if you run a regular regression, all the effect, all the regression coefficients, the regression weights, are the right numbers. But the error terms used to test them aren't right. And so your significance tests aren't always what they should be. And so we're going to show you how to use the macros, which are really easy to use. The fixed effects Q. Now, this is what all the procedures do with fancier math, but I wanted you to see it happen so that you also have an example if you want to just divide your studies up into groups and calculate different effect sizes for different groups. I wanted you to have this example. So step one, sort the studies or the cases into subgroups. So some of these studies were run using math, and some of these were run in a science class. Different studies were conducted by different teachers of different subjects. So all of the values you computed earlier for each study are still good. You still have the same R, the same N, which means you have the same normalized effects or standardized effect size, you have the same inverse variance weight, and you have the same weighted effect size. All that stuff's still good. All we did is sort rows. If we're going to compute the fixed effects Q-test, first thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to calculate that weighted squared effect size, the same as we did before. They're all the same numbers, just sorted into different rows. Then we're going to get all of the sums of everything to make sure that we have sums of weights, sums of weighted effect size, and sums of weighted squared effect sizes for each group. Then we're going to calculate a Q for each group. And this is a within groups Q for each group. It's the same as calculating a within groups sums of squares for each group. This is the amount of variability between studies within a group. Now we had the overall Q from the last analysis. And the way things work is that the between groups Q is the total minus the within. Okay? Fairly common process that total equals between plus within, so between equals total minus within. The easiest things to calculate are total and within, so we calculate those and we solve for between. There is a formula for between groups. It's annoying. We're just not gonna. You crank out the p-value. And so this p-value tells us this study attribute, if p was greater than 0.05, the study attribute is not systematically related. If it's less than 0.05, the study attribute is systematically related. And so no big shock here when you look at the R values that are all around 0.4 on the top and all slightly negative on the bottom, that there's a difference in the effect size for the two studies. When you blend those together, you miss the point that there's variability, you miss the point that it matters what topic you use to study things. And imagine if, not knowing that it matters whether you use math or science, meta-analyses that happen to have different mixes of math and science studies in their list are going to come up with different average effect sizes. So you and I do a meta-analysis on the same thing, but you end up pulling more that are science and you tell me the effect size is 0 to negative. I end up pulling more that are math. I tell you that the effect size is positive. Now our meta-analyses don't match. And the whole idea of the meta-analysis is to get it right. And that's why it can be so important to check whether it matters. And that's why the Q-test is so very important. If you have group differences, you'll want to compute separate effect size aggregates and significance tests for each group.